Well, what a busy day it is. We've got so many things going on today. You know, we know it's a new church year. I don't know if you saw in the Advent film that we've just seen, a new church year starts on the first Sunday of Advent. So Happy New Year, everyone. It's a bit crazy, isn't it, when we say it in December and not January like we do in the world that we live in. But we count down to Christmas, and that's hopefully what that film showed something about. Today we're also going to remember Chris Dingle. Who's been to a Chris Dingle service before? Yay! I was going to say, are you still sitting there and have you still got sweets on your Chris Dingle? But we haven't given them out yet, so that's pretty safe, isn't it, really? And then the third thing we're going to remember today is Harry's christening. And Harry's got a special day before him today as he starts his new journey in Christ. And Advent, we quite often say, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. And as we wait for Jesus to come at Christmas and we remember about his first Advent and his coming again, we prepare. And as we prepare, I need some helpers. I just wonder if I can have Harry's big brother and a friend. Who do you want to bring with you? Bring a friend, one friend. Because I need some help this morning. Christine said to me, Sandra, you can wear your robes if you want. But I thought I'd wear some different clothes this morning. Because if you don't know me, I'm a mad scientist, really, in my day job. And I just do my vicaring bit in my spare time. So I need some helpers. I need one of you to hold the Chris Dingle, or two of you can hold the Chris Dingle. And then the other two. This is Beaker, my little friend. She was my lab friend when I left my job as a lab technician years ago. So can you hold Beaker? She's a bit shy, so be quiet. Hold her gently. Turn around and show everyone Beaker. Hold her up. Go in front of the font so people can see. Do you want to take her for a little walk up and down the aisle so people can see Beaker? Yeah? You don't want to. Hold her up high then. She's quite shy. Okay. So the Chris Dingle, and we might explore this later on in the service because I haven't been to a Chris Dingle service at Crawley Down before, but who knows what the Chris Dingle's made of? What's it made of? An orange. And do you know what that signifies? It signifies the world that we live in. And then what's on those sticks?
Sweets.
Raisins and sweets, and they're meant to signify the seasons, but also God's blessings on our life. And then round the orange, there's something going round that. What's that? Tape. What colour is it? Red tape. And that signifies Christ's love through his sacrifice on the cross. And then in the candle, what's there? I'm going to use this one if I've got enough hands. Might need someone to hold my microphone. What's inside the candle? Inside the orange.
A candle.
And when we light that, we see Jesus, the light of the world, and that's what we remember. Now, Beaker has brought along a little bit of dust today. What colour is this dust?
Grey.
Is it exciting? Does it look lovely? No, it's a bit boring, isn't it? But it looks like poop. Well, there we go. There we go. Always work with children because we like that, don't we? But this is earth dust. It's what the earth's core is made of. And it's very abundant in the earth. And it's iron, actually. And we have iron in our bodies as well, which is remarkable. We need iron to make our red blood cells carry oxygen and keep us alive. So we might remember a story. Does anyone remember a story about dust in the Bible? Anyone? No? So somebody's got their hand up over there. The what? Yes, it's about creation, isn't it? About the creation of mankind. From dust you come, to dust you will return. And in Genesis, God made us from the dust of the earth. But it doesn't look very exciting, does it, on its own? It's dull and it's very uninteresting. But when we introduce the light of the world, as we sang in that song, Jesus, the light of the world, something very exciting happens. Sandra, I might need you to come and hold my microphone because God didn't give me enough hands, everyone.
There we go.
So where's our Chris Dingle?
Hello.
Right.
Back in the school.
Are you a pyromaniac? Do you like playing with fire?
Yeah.
Is it safe? Good. Don't blow it out. Hold it away from you. Okay.
So, what we're going to do is put a little bit of this dust. We're going to show what happens. Can you hold my microphone? We're going to show what happens when the dust, the light of the world meets the dust of the earth. Now, boys, hold it up high. Can you see that? Okay. Is my microphone gone? You burnt your finger. We don't want that. Are you okay holding that, boys? You're doing a really, really good job. And we can see how that light gets energy, the dust gets energy from the light. Did I make this? Someone made it for me. Aren't they clever? It's got lots of curly locks, just like mine when it's not tied back. But when you play with fire, you have to tie it back, don't you? So Jesus comes to bring light and life and energy in our lives. And when Jesus lights our life, we become energized and we bring happiness and joy to the world around us. And that's something about what Harry's going to have happen to him this morning. His first start of his Christian journey from baptism, he's energized by Christ's light. And all of us today, as we celebrate that and go from here, become beacons of hope and light in the world around us. So in that service, this service today, we turn from dust to sparkles. And we're going to go from here sparkling all the way to Christmas through this Advent season. And we will be brought to life. And we, in the service, of the baptism service, we say, shine as lights in the world to the glory of God the Father. And when we say that, let's just think about the light of the world going onto the dust of the earth and bringing light and hope and energy. Amen.